Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and the livestock handling scholarship finals. Participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Under the category of unfinished business is the ELD, an hours of service issue for the livestock industry. Jarrah Settles is with the Livestock Marketing Association. Gives us a good overview of where we stand on hours of service for cattle producers and hog producers trying to get their livestock move from point A to point B.
Current hours of service for all commodity haulers is that you can only drive for 11 hours, and after which time you need to rest for 10 consecutive hours. A lot of cattle are born all over the country. About a quarter of the U.S. cow herd is in the southeast, which is a long ways from the feeding sector. So those livestock need to get to the middle of the country, generally speaking. And a lot of those drives are quite a bit further than 11 hours. So the current regulatory framework just doesn't really work for livestock haulers. And so we've been working with our partnership organizations over the last several years to try to find some flexibility in those areas. It's truly a balancing act between animal welfare, economics, and maintaining safety. And by working with our neighboring trade organizations, we're trying to walk that fine line.
Currently, livestock haulers don't have to use an ELD, an electronic logging device, which would highlight the 11-hour issue. But Jarrah Settle says that is going to eventually happen, ELDs for the livestock industry. And when it does, we're going to need some legislative relief.
A couple weeks ago, the TRED Act actually dropped on the House side. 4919 is the bill number. And what that would do is for those drivers that are dang close to the end of their run, within 150 air miles of completion, to use those extra hours, those extra miles, to make it to their destination, to unload safely, just to give that little bit of extra flexibility. Does it fix the whole problem for everybody? Does it get cattle from Okeechobee, Florida to Oklahoma National? No, but it gets them a lot closer.
Obviously, we're worried about the safety of the animals, the well-being of the animals, but there's also that commerce factor that if you have to have them on the side of the road too long, that's bad as well.
Yeah, and those go together. It's not good for anybody for livestock to sit, especially depending upon the time of year. Right now, when it's cool, they can tolerate a little bit of a pause. Hot, humid day in the middle of Oklahoma, you're not stopping for more than 10 minutes without having some real mortality and morbidity concerns. So allowing these drivers who are professionals to use some judgment in how to handle those livestock and how they need to manage them, I think is really the key, both in terms of maintaining their safety, but also the well-being of those livestock.
Jarrah Settles with the Livestock Marketing Association. Quick reminder, tomorrow being Thanksgiving, major market holiday, cash markets are closed, ag futures closed, the stock market closed, banks closed, federal offices closed. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 38th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 60 breeding-aged bulls, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at Atoka Livestock Auction.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.